Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Got easier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, Egypt Air Flight 804. I'm Elliot Francis. Officials overseas are still trying to locate an Egypt Air A320 passenger plane that vanished over the Mediterranean overnight en route to Cairo. Correspondent Ian Lee says a massive search has been launched north of that area.
They do have the Egyptian Air Force and Navy on the scene of the area where this plane disappeared. They're scouring the area. Really is going to depend on what happened once the plane disappeared to determine if it did crash, how big of an area this will be.
Meanwhile, meteorologist Pedram Javaheri says it doesn't appear that weather would have been a factor for the plane's flight or disappearance.
In the initial first couple of hours, there was a front. The last couple of hours, weather was not playing a role as far as we can tell. But as you approach Cairo, weather definitely not going to be found in that region.
The plane carries 66 passengers and a crew of 10. It vanished 173 miles north of the Egyptian coast. I'm Elliot Francis. Deep-seated friction is causing concern about the unity of the Democratic Party with its possible nominee, Hillary Clinton. Correspondent Bob Costantini has the latest.
On Saturday, when Bernie Sanders' backers did not get what they wanted at Nevada's Democratic Convention, some allegedly threw chairs and vowed to take over the event. The state's party chair talks of threats she's received, purportedly from fervent Sanders supporters. At the podium for some of the chaos was California Senator Barbara Boxer, who says she spoke with Sanders afterward. But Sanders' messaging has focused on understanding how frustrated his supporters are with the Democratic Party. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The more than 80,000 residents who fled that massive wildfire in Canada's Fort McMurray region may be able to start returning home on June 1st if conditions are safe. Alberta's premier says the reentry will be done in stages and will be voluntary. Right now, Dow futures are down 36. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. After a long battle in Annapolis, Noah's Law, named for Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Liotta, is being signed by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan today.
Rich Liotta admits there is some symbolism here.
We could have gone and curled up and gone away, but instead, we took that tragedy and turned it into something positive.
A day after the man who was behind the wheel of the car that killed his son pleaded guilty, the law named after his son gets signed.
Noah's Law has helped me and my family channel our grief into something positive.
It requires all convicted drunk drivers to install ignition interlock devices. The work, though, doesn't end there, he says.
You have to be active to make sure that when this gets implemented on October 1st, that it's the best law that we have so we can save lives.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. grocery store security guard is now facing charges after reportedly trying to stop a transgender person from using a bathroom.
The incident happened at the Giant along the 300 block of H Street in Northeast. It appears to have been an argument over which bathroom a customer was using. A security guard in the store got into a physical fight with the customer. Published reports say is transgender. However, D.C. police spokesman Dustin Sternbeck wouldn't confirm that.
I'm not saying it's inaccurate, but we're not going to get into the details of whether this individual identified as transgender or not.
The security guard, whose name has not been made public, is now facing simple assault charges. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And it's good to be able to tell you a story with a happy ending. That D.C. couple who put up a $10,000 reward for their stolen puppy has now been reunited with the Boston Terrier named Maggie. WUSA-TV was there.
Oh.
A high school student found the dog and returned it to Michael and Mary Catherine Steele, and yes, they paid the $10,000. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,527, the NASDAQ at 4739. Sports, the Nationals pound the Mets, the Orioles beat the Mariners, WNBA, the Mystics lose to Dallas. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy to start here in Maryland on the outer loop of the Beltway. Remnants still of the overnight road work. A lot of activity outer loop as you leave College Park toward 270. This will be right as you approach University Boulevard. Stay to the right to get by. And I'm looking at delays that begin before New Hampshire Avenue. So yes, we do have some that stop and go. Inner loop side, though, if you are coming out of Bethesda toward College Park, nothing blocked, lanes open, and no delay. 270, the crash under investigation is in the northbound direction. So everybody coming northbound, say out of Germantown and heading into Clarksburg, traffic is being diverted at exit 18, which is Route 121 in Clarksburg. And what you can do when you get off of 121, take that, use 355, and then rejoin 270 farther up. Southbound lanes are open. Right now, not seeing any southbound delays. Northbound, little bit of volume as you approach the scene of the exit and the detour. Virginia, we're quiet on 66, the Greenway, and the toll road. Don't have anything reported along the way there. And in the district, Southern Avenue, each direction is closed at Chesapeake Street in Southeast. Done a police investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're keeping the gray sky, but dry weather for the most part today. A passing shower possible, otherwise cloudy. In cool, 68. Few clouds tonight as we do break up the clouds just a bit, 53. Friday clouds and sunshine, not too bad, up near 74 degrees. More rain for the beginning of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Dumfries, 52 in Gaithersburg, 57 degrees in Washington. What happened to Egypt Air Flight 804? Authorities are frantically trying to find out. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. Time to get out and get around. And we've got all kinds of stuff coming up at 8:35 this morning. Actor Gary Sinise in town for the GI Film Festival. He'll talk to us about that.
Hold on, Brian. It's at 5:35. I want everyone to know they're going to hear him. Yeah, you said 8:35. No, you can hear him at the bottom of this hour.
Excuse me, I've already made a mistake.
That's all right. No, it's not a mistake.
In the opening moments of the show.
It's so rare to get a big Hollywood hotshot like Gary Sinise this early in the morning. We need to make sure everyone knows that.
You know, we should just start the day over.
Hey there.
Hey, coming up this morning at 5:35, Gary Sinise, actor, will be here to talk about the GI Film Festival. At 7:05 this morning, Hans von Spakovsky. There is a surge in voter registration. What's behind all that in Virginia? 7:35, Stuart Varney. And then at 8:35, we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Brian, things are ugly down at the district council headquarters there. All these Democrats are, you know, the Democrats at the national level, Hillary and Bernie and all the pundits who have taken sides in that thing, and Debbie what's-her-name Schultz and all that. They hate each other. They're all yelling at each other. And then right here in our little town of D.C., where all the Democrats have always gotten along so well. I mean, one-party rule is a beautiful thing, isn't it? And look how effective it's been for our government. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't seem to like each other very much. Ugly scenes down there in the district council chambers just a day ago as Muriel Bowser had some pretty ugly things to say about D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. And for his part, Chairman Mendelson said that Muriel Bowser's plan to buy and lease a whole bunch of very expensive property in D.C. on behalf of the homeless was full of obfuscation. Now, I'm not a learned man, Brian, but last time I checked, obfuscation is a word that means that you are purposely trying to confuse, bewilder, or stupefy by lying.
Well, I'm often stupefied by the things that happen in the District of Columbia.
But this is basically Phil Mendelson saying, you people are lying to us and trying to put one over on us. Well, I had Phil Mendelson on Drive at 5 yesterday.
She returned that insult.
Yes. And you'll hear the return, return of that insult referred to in this interview. I asked Chairman Mendelson, what's that all about? Are you saying that the mayor is lying to you?
What I said was that in trying to get information that the folks in her administration had obfuscated and had provided misinformation. Councilmember after councilmember had questions concerning what sites were considered, why certain sites were rejected, and other questions such as the cost of the leases. And to a person, council members who were making those inquiries said that they were not getting information.
Yeah. And
they were not getting answers.
It appears to me that these questions that you and your colleagues were asking stem from an expose in the Washington Post from about 6 weeks ago that showed a lot of these locations, a lot of the costs involved, and the ongoing lease payments that the city would have to make to property owners
were
huge, they were ridiculous, and also tended to benefit people that were close to the Bowser campaign.
Well, there was that allegation, but I don't know that that was intentional. Regardless, what we put forward today, yesterday, was that the sites be city-owned land or that the sites that the mayor had suggested be purchased at market price. And that gets rid of the whole lease issue. The whole lease controversy goes away because it would be either sites we already own or sites that we buy at market value.
So your plan was passed yesterday.
Yes, and by unanimous vote. So let's just be clear about the contentiousness. The council was unanimous. There was the members had worked hard together with regard to the sites and the financing. And actually, the mayor got pretty much everything she wanted, which was namely a commitment to close DC General, to replace it with smaller shelters, to have those shelters scattered across the city. Of the sites that she had recommended, four of the seven sites the council agreed with. The only changes were that we changed three of the seven sites and that we required that they all be owned, either purchased or used city-owned land.
Well,
those are the only changes we did. Otherwise, it was the mayor's plan.
Mayor Bowser may have gotten close to what she wanted, as you say, Chairman Mendelson, but she didn't seem very happy. Many media outlets are saying that she accused you of lying and actually dropped an F-bomb, an expletive, beginning with the letter F on that. Have you talked to the mayor since then?
Yes, I've talked with her a couple times since then.
And
I just had a meeting with her this afternoon.
Did you address this issue and the way she spoke of you, which is less than decorous for a person of her stature?
Well, I'll let the reports speak for themselves. I recognize that she was feeling very passionate about the issue, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, here's what's interesting. Considering the cloud that's been over this plan ever since that Washington Post article hit a couple of weeks ago, and if you're saying that basically she got what she wanted, and let's face it, I trust all of you that your goal here, your intentions, is to actually help the homeless who do need help here in Washington, D.C. Why do you think she is reacting so emotionally to this, considering ultimately she ended up getting close to what she wanted?
It's not wise for me to speculate what's going on in her mind. All I know is that this is a better plan. It's the fundamentals are what she wanted, and it's better in that it will be cheaper over the long term because it'll be city-owned, and it will be a permanent solution because these will not be leases that go away in 20 years, but will be government-owned for as long as we want to own them.
All right.
It's a better plan.
Let's talk a little bit about the details of the plan, if you could. Can you give us because I haven't seen a lot of details on this. What locations have you chosen now for these homeless shelters?
I'm not sure I can give you the addresses, but in Ward 1 on 10th Street, the mayor had recommended a site to be leased at terms that were very questionable, and we instead recommended it be we fund and direct that it be purchased.
Yes.
In Ward 3, we recommended an alternative.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chairman Mendelson then goes on and talks about all the homeless shelters that are coming in at various wards. And the one, actually, that most people are concerned about or raised questions about was one that was in Northwest D.C., right near the Russian embassy, which, again, is a building owned by one of Muriel Bowser's political associates.
And one wonders.
And that one's been moved, he went on to say. So that's why she's passionate.
Well, she's mad about it because the council stepped in and blew up her little plan to help her political supporters.
Well, I don't think they blew it up. This is what's even more amazing about it, Brian. Yeah. According to Chairman Mendelson, they kept most of it intact. They just the locations that were going to help her supporters, those got vetoed, and that's why she's
But
angry.
It was the leases that were going to be very lucrative for her political cronies.
And expensive for the city.
And expensive for the city and the taxpayers of the city. And so they blew that up, and she was not happy about it. And good for them. Good for the council for standing up to the mayor on this one.
Well, and as always, we always have an open invitation to Muriel Bowser. We would love for her to come in.
If there's another side of the story that we're not hearing, Muriel Bowser, the door is open, the phone lines are open. And this is, by the way, Mayor Bowser, where Washington comes to talk about such things.
And frankly, if a major politician in Washington, D.C. is going to call one of his or her colleagues an effing liar, what better place than Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll bleep out the choice word, but this is the venue for crying out loud. Wow. Mayor Bowser.
Yeah, come on.
888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Well, it's a little bit hectic here on 270. Serious crash under investigation, guys. So what's happening right now, all northbound traffic is being diverted in Clarksburg. The crash happened northbound on 270 between 121 and 109. So all traffic coming out of Germantown cannot get past the exit for 121. That's exit 18. So you'll take that, and then you can take 355, head north up into Hyattstown or even the whole way into Frederick, or you can rejoin on 270 near 109. Southbound side, completely open, but you can see the activity, and there's a lot to check out. So that's why southbound already from 109, just to pass the scene of the crash, you're slow, but your travel lanes are open. All right, getting a little bit better. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, you have the overnight road where it looked like we're just wrapped up here on the outer loop as you approach University Boulevard. Had a little bit of brief volume on the approach. And let's go southeast D.C. Southern Avenue at Chesapeake Street closed each direction with a police investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a chance of rain showers. That's right, I said rain. I'm sorry, I'm just the bearer of the news. It's not my fault. 68 degrees is the high today. And I think it will be, at times today, not too bad. Tonight, cloudy skies. And 53 for an overnight low. Now, tomorrow, Friday, clear to partly cloudy and a high of 74. But then late in the day, late in the evening, there'll be some showers. And those showers will continue into Saturday. The high 74 on Friday. The high on Saturday only in the upper 50s. And on Sunday, thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees at 5:17.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party for president, has reminded a national television audience that there are very serious and credible allegations of rape hanging over the head of former President Bill Clinton. Do you think that that's a good idea? Do you think that this is going to come back to harm Donald Trump? Or do you think, yes, finally, someone's telling it like it is. Someone's playing hardball with the Democrats. It's about time we had somebody call out Bill Clinton for the man that he is. I'd love your impression of this. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. If you're just waking up now, you may not have seen this because it happened on the Hannity show last night on Fox News, which, of course, is on at 10 p.m. in a special broadcast, a one-on-one interview with Trump. Donald Trump was responding to the allegations of his boorish behavior with women over the decades that was published in the New York Times over the weekend, and then this exchange happened.
What about what Clinton's done? How big an issue should that be in the campaign? For example, I looked at the New York Times. Are they going to interview Juanita Broderick? Are they going to interview Paula Jones? Are they going to interview Kathleen Willey? In one case, it's about exposure. In another case, it's about groping and fondling and touching against a woman's will.
And rape. And big settlements, massive settlements.
$850,000 for Paula Jones.
Lots of other things. And impeachment for lying.
Smearing, besmirchment.
And losing your law license. You know, he lost his law license, okay? Couldn't practice law. And you don't read about this on Clinton.
No, you don't. So what do you think? You're going to be hearing talking heads and pundits and even some Republicans today. I guarantee you, you will hear from Republicans today wringing their hands saying, oh, this is so dirty and this is beyond the pale and this is crossing the Rubicon and, oh, this is going to be such an ugly campaign. Really? You think that's a problem? Let me know. 888-630-WMAL. I can tell you this. Jeb Bush wouldn't have done this. Jeb Bush would have said, well, I have some very policy disagreements with the former president, and I have some policy disagreements with my good friend Hillary Clinton, who was a fine senator and a terrific secretary of state, and I want to take the high ground here, and I want to make sure that we keep this campaign on the up and up and just talk about the issues. And that's why he didn't get the nomination. And I think that this is why Trump was nominated, and he's doing exactly what the people who voted for him wanted him to do.
Well, and look, I mean, Hillary Clinton is running out there saying that, you know, one of the main reasons you should vote for me is because I am a woman. And so a lot of women are lining up behind Hillary Clinton because they say it's about time that we had a woman president. Maybe it is. Someday we'll have one. I hope it's not her. But because they have made the women vote such an important thing, I think it's incumbent upon Republicans and Donald Trump to point out that her husband has not been particularly, a sterling actor when it comes to his relationships with women that are not his wife. And he has, there has been an allegation of rape. There was an $850,000 settlement. He was impeached. He did lose his law license. All these things are true, and I think there are a great number of people who need to be reminded of this, and I got no problem. It especially is okay in my mind when Hillary Clinton goes on national TV and gives a big speech, and she says, I'm going to make him in charge of revitalizing the economy. In other words, if you're going to make him a major player in your administration, then it's fair game. Just as it would be fair game if Donald Trump were to say, I'm going to make Melania my Secretary of Health and Human Services. I mean, I'm just making that up. But, I mean, if you were to say she's going to play a part in my administration beyond the traditional role of First Lady, then I would say, then, you know, she's fair game too.
Yeah.
So when you bring your spouse in and you say, they're going to be a big player in my administration, and look, you're going to get Bill Clinton, well, let's make sure that the American people know all that Bill Clinton is about.
And let's remind everyone all of what Bill Clinton is about.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
Right? I mean, everyone says he's the secret weapon. He's the most likable Democrat. You know why he's the most likable Democrat? Because Republicans haven't gone there.
Yeah.
Because Republicans have refused to actually tell the American people how it is.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say tell the American people how it is, because that, of course, depends on what the meaning of the word
is.
What I mean is they haven't actually said to the American people and reminded them exactly the very credible allegations about Donald Trump, including...
And rape.
And rape. 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 It's 5:22.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter Sarah continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home, that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, accident investigation still going on. 270 northbound is closed. The crash happened north of 121 Clarksburg, so everybody being diverted off at 121 Clarksburg. That's exit 18. You can see all the closures and the cones set up to get you off of there safely. Then you can ride 355 northbound. You can either head to the exit for 109 to rejoin 270 or take 355 up into Frederick. 270 southbound. Your lanes are open, and that's a good thing for morning rush hour, obviously, but you can see all of the activity and the flashing lights. There's a lot to check out. Delays from Urbana right now. So from Route 80 to get past 109, pretty much a solid line of rubbernecking to check out the scene of the crash. That's our big story right now. Looks like everything's cleared out at the top side of the Maryland Beltway. I'm really happy about that. Outer loop as you approach University Boulevard. Looks like the overnight road work is wrapped up. No problems on the Virginia Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, 66, Greenway, Toll Road. Your lanes are all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Poor gray sky around, but not much rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, and it's going to be a little bit rainy before the day is over. Hey, listen, the incident occurred. This is happening all over the country, but it's beginning to happen all over the place, especially here locally. That's right. Incidents involving transgendered people, and the latest one happened in Northeast D.C. at a Giant food store where a man who is now a woman, she, and I use the air quotes, she went into a bathroom there at the Giant, and a guard saw it and then followed her in. And the allegation is that the guard used some force to get her to leave the bathroom and escort her from the restroom. Here's what she says about it.
The restroom door came open, and all I heard was, I know you are a man.
And the security guard has been charged and arrested for assault. It begins.
Yeah, apparently Giant isn't commenting because it's a third-party security company, but one of the statements said that the guard said, you guys can't keep coming in here and using our women's restroom. They didn't pass the law yet. And that's true, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure how that's assault. The person is doing their job.
Will be interesting to see how this all plays out. It is now 528.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin?
Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-473-7178, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-473-7178, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD. That's 800-473-7178. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-473-7178.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we'll give you an update on that missing plane. A flight from Paris to Cairo has disappeared off the radar, and it's thought that it has crashed somewhere out in the water. We'll give you the latest on that. Also, actor Gary Sinise talking about the GI Film Festival. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning. Egypt's president has convened his National Security Council in the wake of reports that an Egyptian passenger jet has gone down in the Mediterranean. Correspondent Ian Lee has been talking to family members of those aboard the plane.
What they're telling us right now is that Egyptian officials are very uncertain about how the plane went down, but what they're telling them that it did in fact hit the water. It crashed into the Mediterranean. Now, this is different from the official line we were getting from various government officials saying that they are not saying that this plane has crashed yet.
Correspondent Richard Quest reports authorities say it's still too early to say terrorism is to blame.
One can speculate about, obviously, the issue of explosives, terrorist activity, but before you jump on that horse, you have to remember the number of occasions where there have been mechanical issues or the pilots mishandled the aircraft.
Egypt Air Flight 804 was en route from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is set to put his signature today on Noah's Law, the bill passed by the General Assembly this year after the December death of Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Liotta. He was killed by a drunk driver who yesterday pleaded guilty. Lawyers will present closing arguments today in the Baltimore trial of one of the six police officers accused in Freddie Gray's death. A verdict's expected as early as Monday. And an annual study says that motorcycle deaths in this country spiked 10% last year, topping 5,000 for the first time since 2008. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,527, the NASDAQ at 47,39. Sports, the Nationals get some timely hitting and lots of walks and beat the Mets in New York. The O's beat the Mariners, WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by the University of Maryland University College. The first Armed Forces Day was celebrated on Saturday, May 20th, 1950. The theme for that day was Teamed for Defense, which expressed the unification of all military forces under one government department. According to the U.S. Department of Defense, the day was designed to expand public understanding of what type of job was performed and the role of the military in civilian life. Armed Forces Day is this Saturday, May 21st, and is part of Armed Forces Week.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom.
You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed. Like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Accident investigation continues. 270 northbound is shut down, closed, and being detoured at Route 121 Clarksburg. That's exit 18. You can't get past that for now. And then you take the exit to 355 and you can ride that north towards your destination. Then the next exit for 270, you can take 109 or head up into Frederick. So that's the northbound side. And just a little bit of volume on the approach. The flow of the rush hour southbound, all of your travel lanes are open, but you can see the accident and all the activity. Delays now before Route 80 Urbana and jammed to get past this crash south of 109 before 121. Now, once you get beyond that, down toward the Beltway into Rockville, that was great. Beltway, no problems, Maryland or Virginia right now. U.S. Park Police working with a downed tree. A section of Beach Drive is closed between Wise Road and Sherrill Road. That's just south of 410. They say maybe another 15 minutes until they can get that open, but hang tight till we give you the all clear. No problems to report on the George Washington Parkway or the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around the overcast this morning. We'll keep the overcast this afternoon. We've got a passing shower or two in the forecast, probably not even making a puddle. 68. Break up the clouds tonight, 53. Tomorrow, we'll mix sunshine with clouds. A little milder, 74. But rain coming back on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Dumfries, 54 in Waldorf, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Time's 5:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk as that story of the downed Egypt Air flight over the Mediterranean develops and more details emerge. Of course, we're going to give you the latest here, so keep it on WMAL all morning long, as you usually do, of course. 7:05 brings us Hans von Spakovsky to shed some light on this huge increase in voter registration in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Can't just be those felons that Terry McAuliffe has allowed to vote. What else is going on there? 7:35 brings us Stuart Varney. Is the Fed going to raise rates? And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper on another extraordinary week in presidential politics as we see the Democratic Party melt down just before they're supposed to be surrounding and coalescing behind their nominee. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's become a regular thing every year. People look forward to it. The GI Film Festival is coming, and on the line right now to talk about it and give us some more information is Gary Sinise, a noted actor and a person who's been associated with this since its very inception, I guess it is, Gary.
Yes, I was at the first festival and have attended almost every year, maybe missed a couple of years over the 10-year period, but this year I thought, Brandon and Laura Millett have done such a fantastic job building the festival over the years. It started out very small, and now it's the go-to film festival for military-themed films in the country. And I thought, here's your 10th anniversary. Why not have my band come this year and kind of launch the festival? So on Saturday night, May 21st, we're going to have a big concert at the Howard Theater to kick off the 10th anniversary year of the GI Film Festival. And tickets are available still. There's still a few tickets that you can get at GIFilmFestival.com. But we want to do everything we can to highlight the great success that this festival has had and the many filmmakers who have benefited from being a part of the festival over the years.
Talk to me about the Lieutenant Dan Band, which is, you've been doing that for a long time now. How did it get started, and what kind of stuff will people hear when they come?
I just had some musician pals that I played with for fun in the Chicago area, and after September 11th, I volunteered for the USO, and I started going out to support the men and women who were deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'd go out and shake hands and take pictures and sign autographs and just visit with them and that kind of thing. And, you know, I kept telling the USO, hey, I got these musician pals. Why don't you let me take them on a tour and let us entertain? The handshaking is great, but, you know, I'd like to do something in the spirit of Bob Hope and the entertainment of years past, you know, put on a show and play some music. So eventually, after about six or seven handshake tours, they let me take the band, these musician pals. And it wasn't really a band at that point. It was just some pals that would get together every once in a while. But I thought, you know, I'd like to entertain the troops. I'd like to give them a show. So put the musicians together, started going on tours, and we've done hundreds of shows now for the military, probably over 150 USO shows alone, and then another 200 something for military charities. And 5 years ago, I launched the Gary Sinise Foundation and folded the band into the foundation as a non-profit program of my band. So,
right.
You know, I've never made any money off the band. The band has been there to help me raise awareness and raise spirits and raise funding, support the men and women who serve our country. And one of the things that we're going to do this year is kick off the GI Film Festival with a big rock concert. You know, we play cover tunes, so there's a little something for everybody in our show.
Now, you also are involved in the Memorial Day concert. You have been in years past and again this year?
Yes, I'll be the co-host. This is my 11th year as co-host, and then 12th year as a part of the National Memorial Day concert. I'm co-hosting with Joe Mantegna again, one of my dear friends, and he was the one who got me involved in it years ago. He started doing it in 2002, and in 2005 I got a call from Joe, and they wanted me to come with my band and be a part of a segment that they were doing paying tribute to the USO, and I was out doing USO shows, and so they asked me to come and play. And I did, and the following year, 2006, they asked me to come back as co-host, and I'll be there again this year. We have a great lineup of folks coming. Trace Adkins is going to be there again. He's done it before. Catherine McPhee is coming back. She's done it. Isai Morales was there last year. He'll be doing a segment. We have General Colin Powell, of course. He's there every year. He wouldn't miss it. The National Symphony Orchestra. The Beach Boys are coming.
Oh, there you go.
Renee Fleming.
Yeah.
We have the American Idol winner this year will be there. Just a great lineup, as always, for this year's National Memorial Day concert, which is broadcast 8 o'clock May 29th on PBS.
Well, listen, it's at one of the premier events in town, and your association with it over the years has been noted here in Washington, as is your commitment to the GI Film Festival. Gary Sinise, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Marine Corps General Joe Dunforth, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, joined the Chiefs of Defense from 27 other NATO members yesterday at NATO's 175th Military Committee meeting. Among topics discussed were NATO operations in Afghanistan, the challenges from Russia, operations in the Mediterranean, the threat of terrorism, cyber defense, and numerous other issues facing the alliance. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
It is now 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. If it's 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we continue to have this crash investigation closing 270 in the northbound direction, but it affects both north and south. 270 northbound in Clarksburg. You cannot get past exit 18, which is Route 121. That's where traffic is being detoured, and then you can take 355 and parallel 270. Now, for southbound 270, your travel lanes are open, but a lot of activity with this accident investigation on the northbound side slows southbound now before Route 80 Urbana to get you past 109. Toward 121 Clarksburg. So that's the scoop on 270. Scoop around the beltways. This, lanes are open through Bethesda, Silver Spring, to the Wilson Bridge, through Annandale, Tysons, no early troubles. 66, a little bit of volume starting to form in Manassas, Centerville. U.S. Park Police still dealing with the downed tree, closing a stretch of Beach Drive just south of 410. It's closed between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive. I'll let you know when that gets reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around the overcast this morning. We'll keep the overcast this afternoon. We've got a passing shower or two in the forecast, probably not even making a puddle. 68. Break up the clouds tonight, 53. Tomorrow, we'll mix sunshine with clouds. A little milder, 74. But rain coming back on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 546. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, a search effort is underway to find out what happened to Egypt Air flight number 804. It's an Airbus A320, which was bound from Paris into Cairo. It had just cleared Greek airspace and was 2 minutes into Egyptian airspace when it just completely went off the radar, and they believe that the plane has fallen into the Mediterranean Ocean. And so they are now in the process of trying to find any sign of survivors, any sign of any crash wreckage. But it's one of these things that's going to be a mystery. 59 passengers, 10 crew members on board, including, I understand that there were three Egyptian security agents on board the flight
as is common practice in that part of the world, to have security people flying on the flights.
Yeah, but they say that there were no red flags that necessarily suggested that there may have been a terrorist attack, although the president of Egypt himself says that they are not ruling out any potential terrorist causes behind this flight going down. He said it's still too early to speak of the reasons for the disappearance of the aircraft, but he does not exclude the possibility of a terrorist act.
You may have heard that there was a report that an emergency beacon had been heard some 2 hours after the plane disappeared, but they're now walking that back.
It appears at the moment, and I stress appears, that Egyptian authorities may be walking back from that earlier statement that there was some kind of distress signal picked up. And the best information we could surmise from the information available was that the distress signal was several hours after the aircraft disappeared, possibly a beacon.
All right, so they're continuing to search there. And they've got ships in the area, planes in the area, Greek authorities, Egyptian authorities, and I imagine if there are any U.S. assets in the area are all involved in the search.
No Americans on board. It was an international makeup, though, including one person from Canada, one from U.K., Belgium, Kuwait. There were 15 who were French, and 30 of the flight's passengers were Egyptian. But let's just go back to this quote idea of a distress signal. They are still maintaining that roughly 2 hours after the flight went down at 4:30, they had picked up some sort of ping, which could have been the automatic signal that goes off whenever a plane goes down and hits the water. What they're walking back right now, based on what I'm reading here, Brian, is that there was any kind of distress signal at the time that at the time when the plane went down. In other words, there was nothing. They didn't hear anything. The pilots didn't say anything. There was nothing said, which lends people to suggest that there may have been a singular act or singular moment that may have brought the plane down.
Apparently the last contact was about 10 minutes before it disappeared off radar. By the way, an experienced crew, the pilot had 6,275 hours of flying time, including more than 2,000 hours in the A320. The first officer had some like 2,700 hours of flight time, so an experienced crew here, in this particular case.
This was also the plane's sixth flight of the day. It was an overnight flight to Egypt. It also, people say it was in Egypt airspace, but it wasn't in the process of necessarily its approach. It was at 37,000 feet when last noted.
Yeah, 37,000, that's so, cruising altitude.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, it should be noted, there was a hijacking from Egypt Air pretty recently. In fact, it was in March that a man hijacked an Egypt Air flight, and it was from Alexandria to Cairo, and took the plane to Cyprus because he wanted to meet up with a love interest of his that was in Cyprus.
I remember that story. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
At that point, there were no injuries or fatalities, and the authorities took him under control. But, this is the kind of thing that when you hear about it, and of course, we'll be following it all day long. These days, the first thing that goes to mind is not mechanical failure. The first thing that comes to mind is a terrorist act.
And they're simply saying they don't know, but they're not ruling anything in or anything out at this point.
Right.
Too early to know. So we'll continue to stay on this story throughout the morning, and as there are new developments, we will share them with you. 5:51 on WMAL. Time for El Rushko.
What happened in Vegas over the weekend has Democrat Party bosses nervous. Crazy Bernie supporters went loco. I mean, they're fit to be tied out there. Now, here's what happened. Everybody knew that Hillary Clinton won the Nevada state primary in February, but last weekend was the Nevada Democrat convention when the delegates were awarded. Sanders supporters hope to score enough delegates at that convention to maybe break even with Hillary. Sadly for them, things didn't work out. About 60 potential Sanders delegates were told they were out of the running. They could not become delegates because of the rules. And that is when all hell broke loose. All the pent-up frustrations about the rigged process, the DNC set up to benefit Hillary, poured into the open. Chairs were thrown. There was a lot of yelling, booing, threats. The convention was abruptly shut down when security decided they could not guarantee the safety of the attendees, many of whom were yelling and throwing objects around the room. Nevada Democrat Chairwoman Roberta Lang now calls Sanders supporters vile. She says that she and her family members got death threats, and Sanders supporters warned her that they knew where her grandkids went to school. So, big question for Democrats. Will what happened in Vegas stay in Vegas or spread to Philadelphia in July when the Democrats meet for their national convention, where Sanders people will finally have to face Democrat Party facts? One, Bernie's out. Two, Hillary's in. Three, Bernie never had a chance.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
It is now 5:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, no change on the 270 closure. Northbound 270 shut down at 121 Clarksburg. Accident investigation. Looks like this will be ongoing for a while. They've confirmed it as a fatal crash. So that means longer time till they can deal with all of this. Northbound closed, diverted at 121 exit 18. Southbound lanes are open, but visible is the crash, and we are absolutely jammed at a crawl before you get to Route 80 Urbana to get by the scene of the crash, again, between southbound between 109 and 121. Let's get you farther south as you head through Rockville, heading onto the 270 spur. That's great. Once you get onto the Beltway, I have no troubles crossing Legion Bridge over at the Wilson Bridge. Good. It's been a quiet trip as far as incidents until a few moments ago on DC 295, where crews are responding to the crash. Southbound 295 between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around the overcast this morning. We'll keep the overcast this afternoon. We've got a passing shower or two in the forecast, probably not even making a puddle. 68. Break up the clouds tonight, 53. Tomorrow, we'll mix sunshine with clouds. A little milder, 74. But rain coming back on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 556.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live, and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers-in-waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home, too. They already have the buyers, and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Wilson Ramos.
Huge hit for Wilson Ramos.
At his best against the Mets.
Ramos gets a job done.
Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Daniel Murphy.
And Daniel Murphy has another multi-hit game.
Hitting over 400 against the Fish.
Over his head.
Complete game. Nationals Marlins. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Coming up on WMAL.
The Washington Post asks a simple question. How can you make Republican men like Hillary? And we'd like your suggestions.
Also, remember the H Street Corridor streetcar project that was over budget and very troubled? Why on God's green earth is the district thinking about adding more streetcars? We'll tell you about the plan.